Hearing my words is my life to you. As father to my family, I am about to give you a key. For each one who picks up this key, it will be your staff of victory. Take each word I speak to you as if it is said only to you. If you think of it for someone else and not you, you have already erred, and an adjustment must be made in you toward truth. Each word I speak to you that I do not specify to another is as if it is to you alone. Just as in the days of old, those who heard my words often cut off the message in judgment of the messenger, so it is too often in my family. I use those I choose who are willing, and my heart delights in that. I also use those I choose to help my family walk deeper in my love and truth. Learning it is not my messenger, but I who speak to you. Is there any word of my word that was not recorded for you? Is not each one of my words recorded just for you? So it is with the words I speak this day and the words I have spoken to you. If you will choose to hear each word I speak as me speaking to you, and choose to do what I ask you to do, you will not lose. If you will take each word that has come from me, all that has been said for you, and take them to yourself as if they are brand new, and sit with me and hear me speak them to you, you will be my disciples, and my life will come forth in you. This key is my delight to give to you. I speak these things not in disappointment, but in joy that these words can be spoken to you. You are receivers of my truth, and there are many things I have yet to say to you. As you hear and embrace this key of hearing my words as my life to you, you will be ready for the things I am preparing you for that I will say to you. Great is my delight in you, and great is my joy that I may come now and say these things to you. My words are life to you, and abiding in my word is discipleship in you. As you follow these instructions I give you, more instructions can come. I will speak to you as family, and I will speak to you as sons. Great is my joy this day.